Nestled between the reeds and the live oaks, and just south of Savannah, and north of Brunswick, is a little hamlet along the intercoastal waterway called Shellman Bluff. Long before the whites settled in the area, pirates and fishermen dominated the shoreline. Today, under the large live oaks and a few hard trees, sits Hunter's Bar and Grill. A place for locals and visitors alike. It has thousands of dollar bills with messages all over its walls and ceilings. I dare say that the restaurant isn't worth as much as the money that holds it together. The food is fried and hot, and the waitresses are older and look like they have been ridden long and hard and put up wet. Their voices are gravelly and deep, and their patience is limited. But if you order, beware. It may take an hour to get your food. I ordered a seafood platter with shrimp and scallops. I waited over an hour, and when it came, it was not so much as a platter as it was a size of a dinner plate and about 10 shrimp and scallops with a small baked potato. I had asked for sauce and sour cream, and the plasticware was thrown on top. No napkin. I ordered coconut rum on ice, and it came in the smallest glass I'd ever saw. Not quite the size of a shot glass, but not much bigger. The price of the platter, $20. The drink, $10. I thought I was at Disney, but the interior of the old tables and warped wooden floors reminded me this was no Disney standard. On this little island, it is considered good food, and being the visitor, I withheld my judgment at least for now. We just so happened to be on the island as a large film crew were filming The Walking Dead. Apparently they were doing a sea scene where the dead came up out of the water. We saw the special effects truck and a lot of the mask and body suits. It was a perfect location as the area abandoned, with old boathouses and raggedy docks and hanging moss from the centuries-old live oaks that canopied the area. On a long dock in a neighborhood called Cooper's Point lives my friends Danny and Carol and their daughter. They were gracious enough to invite us to spend the Thanksgiving holiday and a few extra days at their palatial home in this gated community. Their home, a typical island-style home, harkens back to when plantations filled the area and cotton was king. A two-story house with a three-car garage and coquina siding, and a tin roof with a large open living room that overlooked the large two-story deck. Windows all around from floor to ceiling made you feel like you were in a treehouse rather than a home. Most of the time, I felt like I was in an Architectural Digest photo shoot. Though they are not pretentious, they are very well off. They are gracious hosts, and they allowed me and my family to feel at home while we were there. We traveled to a small town outside of Jessup, Georgia, to have Thanksgiving with Carol's family. When we arrived, I met new faces and saw a few I'd known over the years. Two little girls, one 11 and the other 12, going on 42, raced to meet me and in an instant introduced themselves with their cousins in tow. They asked who I was, so I introduced myself and thanked them for allowing me to spend Thanksgiving with them and their family. They smiled huge smiles and said I was welcome. When I tried to guess their ages, I was reminded that the oldest wanted to be older. She said as she stood tall, I said, "Oh, honey, don't wish your childhood away. It will be gone before you realize it." She smiled and said, "Well, I can't wait to be older." I said, "I am old and it has been a wonderful life, one that I have little regrets, but one. I wished I'd realized how magical my childhood was when I was living it." Confused, she couldn't really grasp the concept, no different than myself when I was her age. It's part of the getting older and only seeing our youth in the rearview mirror. And then and only then, with perspective of age, we see the comparison of our youth. We spent the day filling up on turkey, mashed potatoes, and lots of side fixings. Then, as if we had room to breathe. We all gathered round the piano and sung songs of old Christmas songs, church songs, and laughed at one another. I was getting over the worst case of the flu I'd ever remembered having, and so my voice was not in any shape to sing any notes, but I bellowed them out anyway, even at the ire of the piano player, who gave me a dirty look a few times. I guess that wasn't up to her standards. She was classically trained to play the piano, and so anyone like myself who wasn't was simply intruding upon her performance. I eventually made my way back into the food area, where I took on dessert again, against my own better judgment. I found myself miserable as usually, and quickly felt the sting of my lack of self-control. Towards the late afternoon, it was time to head back to Shellman Bluff, so we hit the road and headed east through the forests of South Georgia. In about an hour, we made it to our destination, and I felt like I needed to sleep, but Danny and I had other plans to take the golf cart out and see the local stores, mostly the liquor store, and of course no trip would be complete without a stop off at the Dollar General. So with adult beverages in mind and on board, we headed back to the house to partake and talk about old times. Danny and I have been friends for more than 20 years, and so I watched all of his kids grow up, and he mine. His oldest son is serving proudly in the United States Navy, and his oldest daughter is a sophomore at the University of Kentucky, while the baby girl lives at home and is homeschooled. We spent the evening watching a few shows on Netflix and Prime Video and enjoyed each other's conversation till the night went on, and the later it got, the tireder I got, and eventually I bid them all farewell. And I headed upstairs to my guest room and got into bed and lay there for just a little while, thinking of the last 2 days and how spending time with friends was almost better than any other Thanksgiving I believe I've ever had. It's always nice. It's always nice to be able to relax around friends and, as Danny put it, be vulnerable to one another. It's difficult these days to be vulnerable to other people. It means that we're subject to scrutiny, maybe judgment. But Danny and I are older. He's 62 and me soon to be 56. We've gotten older in life and we've realized that what's really important is relationships. Relationships mean everything. Even in my job, as I work in public relations, it's all about relationships. He spent many years with Gulfstream as an engineer. He reminded me it's all about relationships. So as I lay there in the bed and nodding off a bit and starting to drift off into sleep, I smiled, took a breath, and exhaled slowly and realized just how fortunate and blessed and lucky I was. And how next Thanksgiving, who knows? Who knows where I'll be or who I'll get to spend it with? But I hope you had a good Thanksgiving this year. Hope you got to see family and friends. Hope you ate a lot of turkey and mashed potatoes and all the fixings of turkey and Thanksgiving. And I hope you realized how fortunate you were, how blessed you were, how lucky you were. Who knows? Next year? Who knows where you'll be? Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for tuning in.